She's promoting herself as like the effigy of love, yeah, but actually Krishna is the effigy of love. She wants to put herself in the center. We saw a book that she had. Her picture was on the cover, and on the back was a picture of her with this Abdul. What's his name?
Abdul Kalam.
Yeah. She needs certification from Abdul Kalam. But you see, Prabhupada, he traveled all over the world and preached Krishna consciousness. And he got lakhs of people all over the world to stop eating meat, drinking wine, having illicit sex and all bad activities, and to dedicate themselves to Krishna. But you'll find on the cover of all his books is Krishna. He taught everyone, according to Shastra, that Krishna is supreme. He never said, I am God, I am the center of the universe. He always said that I am a servant of Krishna, you are a servant of Krishna. He taught his disciples to serve him, that's the culture, but to serve him as a representative of Krishna. And he always presented that, not that I am doing and I am great, but he only represented himself, I am a servant of my guru and of Krishna. Otherwise, you will find most of these big famous swamis and amma, they're just promoting themselves. He also, you see, this Sai Baba is actually very sinful. Just like there's the Venkata Suprabhatam, is very famous. So, his followers, they recite that in the morning, but instead of saying this Shailadri Pati, they put his name instead. Now, is that not sinful? Yeah, it's actually aparad. It's... I think we can explain all these things to people here, and they can understand and explain it. Even demigod worship, we can explain step by step. Now, he's saying something? The thing is, what do they teach? You see, they all want to make themselves great. If he was an incarnation of Shiva, he should have done something more than just been a local Swami. But again, you see, the avatars, they're described in Shastra. But due to lack of knowledge of Shastra, so many people are calling themselves avatars and foolish people believe them. So we teach everything only according to Shastra. We don't give our own opinion. Whenever we say anything, we repeat. This is according to Bhagavad Gita. We give shlokam from Bhagavad Gita. For instance, Udharamanam. Is that how you say it? Udharamanam. Udharana Maha.
Yeah.
We say Krishna is supreme. They may say, I have a different opinion. But we quote from Bhagavad Gita, in which Bhagavan Krishna says, Matav parataram nanyat kinchid asti, aham hi adir devanam, aham sarvasya prabhavaha. So there's the praman from Bhagavad Gita, then from Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, then Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satyat Ananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Nowhere in Shastra is it said that some illiterate fisherwoman in Kerala is some incarnation. Simply cheating. She's from simply cheating. And what is this business of embracing everybody? I mean, a woman shouldn't embrace everyone. Would you like your wife to start embracing everyone? It's not proper, is it? It's not proper behavior. And at the end, the Christians will come and convert them all into Christians, because then people can see this is all bogus. Yeah. And the Christians come in and they just say, follow Jesus and eat cows and it's finished. Yeah, okay. I should just go to the bathroom.